Hey guys, it's Hallie Reynolds here today with the Campus Chronicle News Podcast. And today we're here with Ahmed Arjaman, who's through the Evelyn K. Davis Center for Working Families. And today they're having a pop-up event in the Simon Estes Hall, and we're here to talk to him a little bit about that. So, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so could you tell me a little bit about the event that you're having today?
Yeah, so the Evelyn K. Davis Center for Working Families, it's at a DMAC urban campus. So it's part of a DMAC system. And, we basically serve the community, including DMAC students. One of the events that we're having today is our pop-up clothing event. It's basically free career job clothing, formal clothing. You know, we have clients that come in and all students that come in and get clothing for job interviews, for jobs. Unfortunately, sometimes for funerals, you know, for weddings, prom, you name it. So today we actually partner with Mr. B's Clothing, which is in Clive, and they provide us with really a lot of our suits, men's suits. And then we also partner with Dress for Success on the women's side, and they are serving our women as far as clothing today.
That's incredible. I don't think I've seen anything like that before in my time here. And it looks like when you walk in the room, there are two or three racks of men's clothing. So like you said, suits, nice shirts, polos. And then I did see shoes in the back. And then for the women, I saw sweaters and dresses. And it looks like you even had some pop-up tents for trying on clothes in there. So that's awesome. You guys have a really great setup. And then about the Evelyn K. Davis Center for Working Families, I was wondering, could you tell me a little bit more what kind of resources the center offers to working families?
Sure. So, we focus on, workforce development, providing our clients or the community with, job coaching. So whether it's, interviewing skills, resume workshops, simply helping our clients fill out applications. You know, for some of our clients, it could be the fact that they don't have access to technology, so they come in and get help to fill out forms. Some of our clients, it could be a language barrier, so they come in and they help a job. They work with a job coach to fill out the forms. And sometimes, we have clients that are coming from, corrections or incarceration. So then we help them identify employers that are willing to work with them. We also do have a very strong financial empowerment center. And what we do is work with individuals and families, help them, set up a budget, help them to reduce debt. We also work with clients to help them increase credit score. We also have a very strong small business entrepreneurship center where we help just basically anyone, DMAC students, the community. We have about 1,600 small businesses that we work with. And some of the questions that they will come in with is helping with simply registering a business, trying to connect them with a tax accountant, trying to have a legal representation. How do we do branding? Just really anything that has to do with small business, helping them find microloans, small business loans, right? We also have a very strong summer youth employment program where we have about 93% of usually about 70 students that identify as students of color. We work with 6 different school districts. We have about 25 employers that we work with. Most of the jobs are what we call Future Ready Iowa jobs. So they're getting training and they're getting paid also, right? We also do have ELL, English Language Learner classes, and also our computer skills classes in the building. And then lastly, one of our strongest programs now is Opportunity Passport, which serves youth that are currently or have been in foster care. We do one-on-one dollar matching for them to do asset building for transportation, housing, or education.
Wow, that is amazing. That is awesome. I think I want to become involved with this nonprofit. So out of all those services there, which one do you think is utilized the most by the people who come seeking resources from your center?
Sure. I think, most of our clients that come in the building usually end up receiving 2 or 3 more services, right? So a client might be referred to the center to simply, seek employment, right? So they come in and then, after having a conversation with them, our job coach might realize that, okay, their credit score might be very low. They might be even be on the verge of being evicted from their home because, you know, or they are, you know, because they may not have access to funds to pay for rent. So then they'll end up connecting them with. So in through the meeting, simply to look for a job, you know, we realize, okay, they need clothes, right? So if they're female or woman, then we refer them to Dress for Success. If they're men, then we usually send them to our clothing closet so they can get clothing, socks, you know, undergarments and all that kind of stuff. So I would say for the most part, our clients come in wanting to seek employment help in job, you know, job search, but then we end up, you know, referring them to a financial planner, you know, for example, financial counselor, saying, you know, your credit score is really low, how can we help you bring it up? Or, you know, sometimes we end up, you know, negotiating, you know, student loans repayment, you know, sometimes we negotiate, you know, car loan payment so they can have transportation, right? So yes, I think for the most part, our clients will end up receiving two or three services before they leave the building.
That's amazing. That's great to hear that that is an available resource in our community, which I didn't even know about. So it's through DMAC or located at DMAC, but it's available to everyone, anyone needing the service, not just students.
Yes. So it's a community service. I'll say on average, we serve about 5,000 folks every year that come in and seek multiple services. But yeah, it's actually through DMAC. So all of our team members are, you know, DMAC employees. And, you know, they, you know, we work very closely. That's why we're here today, because, you know, we, for the first 5 minutes, we had 25 students actually show up, right? If we were at, you know, at our building, we probably would not get this 25 people drive down to Des Moines. So we figured we'll just bring this here. We just started, this is our first ever pop-up event. We have a van now that was donated by DMAC, and we're going to use that van to actually reach other communities in the community. So
that's amazing. So is this an event that you plan to have every month or something that you plan to do, you know, every few months, or what will that look like in the future?
Well, I mean, really, we have the capacity to probably do once a month. You know, this seems to be going really well, being our first one. You know, we do have clothing, you know, we have shoes, we have all the items that, you know, folks would need. Unfortunately, we have more than what folks actually will come out and get. So if we need to do once a month, I think we have the capacity now to do once a month. So if folks are interested, you know, they want us to be in that space, they can just reach out to us and we can make arrangements to bring clothes to them.
And when you say bring clothes to them, you mean you can actually deliver it to where they are living?
So, yeah, I mean, if, you know, they call in, they actually during the pandemic, we actually did a virtual shooting, right, where folks could go online and put in their sizes and everything, and then we would just basically have them meet us at the door, or we just make arrangements to drop them off. I mean, the fact is, you know, we have a good number of clients that have transportation barriers. So, you know, and it's not really cool when you have three suits and trying to get on a bus and, you know, it's not. So we work with our clients. If they live in a metro area, we can make arrangements and get them the clothing.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. In terms of the clothing that you have, I know you said you get it from Mr. B's and then the Dress for Success, but I was also wondering, do you guys accept donations if the clothes are in good condition? And what other kinds of donations do you accept apart from the clothing that is here at the event?
Sure. Great question. So majority of our clothing come from Mr. B's, whether they're brand new. I mean, these are usually, you know, $1,000 suits, right, that we've been very fortunate. Tim Sisman is the owner of Mr. Beast, and he's been supporting this program through the clothing from day one. And then, you know, we do have quite a number of individual donations also that, yes, we do collect if they're in good use. If they're not, or I shouldn't say that, if they're not formal suits that we can use, we actually work with St. Vincent de Paul. It's just right on 6th Avenue, about 5 minutes from our building. They can actually sell them, right? And they get more different type of clothing. We usually always donate them to the St. Vincent so they can put them on the shelves and sell them to clients.
Right. So that would be if you have a surplus of clothing.
I won't say surplus, but usually the ones that we clearly, our closet strictly, we put suits and slacks just for work.
I see. I see. Right. So right.
Anything, any other items like shorts and t-shirts and, you know, short sleeve shirts, you know, that are not really in a way kind of formal to semi-formal wear, we usually just take it to St. Vincent. We can't sell their clothes. I mean, ours is just free for clients. So we just usually would donate those to St. Vincent.
So what are some ways that, you know, community members in and around Des Moines can become more involved with the Evelyn K. Davis Center and, you know, start helping out or volunteering? What are some ways that they could do that?
Sure. So, you know, we're actually currently, you know, in talks with our DMOC fashion program. We actually have a tailor in the building. You know, the DMOC fashion program donated a sewing machine to us so we can actually do alterations for our clients. Because those alterations can go up to like $80, right? And so what we noticed was that our clients would take the clothes, but then they would not go do the alteration work on them. So we were able to work with the DMOC program. They gave us that, the machine. We're currently working with them to see if we can get like Worksteady or, you know, volunteers to the program. But yeah, just simply time, you know, to come in because all the clothes, once we get them, are actually steamed. We have a steaming machine in the building, and they're clean before we put them into our actual closet. So time is definitely one that if folks have time, we will welcome them to come in and help. You know, we usually will get, you know, funding to purchase, you know, toiletries for our men also, because folks come in and they get their clothes and they might need, you know, toiletries and other items, you know, like socks and the shirts and all of that, that really you can't get them used. You know, we have to buy them new. So those are the things that we also will welcome folks to help with.
That's all really great. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for all that information.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming over.